WTAW News time is 4 after 8, 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. With heavy equipment moving dirt in the background, Bryan School District officials held the official groundbreaking of the new Sol Ross Elementary School yesterday.
Congratulations to the students, the parents, the teachers, and administrators who will cross the new threshold of Sol Ross Elementary School's front door. This is your school.
Among the thanks given by School Board President Doug Wannenberger were voters and those who promoted the November 2014 bond issue that includes the new building at Villa Maria and Carter Creek. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena is in his third year of attempting to get a sidewalk built from the intersection of Highway 21 and Sandy Point Road west to the Forest Park Apartments across the street from the Brazos County Detention Center.
After failed attempts to convince private property owners to donate land, Pena wants to spend $450,000 that's not in the budget to build the approximate 1,000 feet of sidewalk. It'd be part of a larger project proposed by the Texas Department of Transportation. Before the council voted to postpone action, Pena says he found $500,000 in savings from another project. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick pointed out the council just rejected bids on two other things because the cost came in higher than expected.
You just rejected bids tonight for the St. Joseph improvements, where we were short dollars there, and we rejected some bids on the Old Reliance widening, and we've got some additional projects that are coming up to bid, which we don't know what those amounts will be yet when those bids come in.
The $250,000 price tag is 25% of TxDOT's $1 million estimate plus design costs to widen Sandy Point, also known as FM 1687, and add sidewalks, curbs and gutters, and drainage. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Motorists in Brazos and Madison counties now have another way to get over the Navasota River. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced the new Democrat Road Bridge has been opened. There will be some work to do to completely finish the nearly $1 million bridge, but it does not require the road to be closed. Reaction to the suicide explosions in Brussels includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who spent a couple of days in the Belgian capital's last August meeting with NATO officials. Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he was told then about terrorists that had taken over some neighborhoods.
They were telling me about the parts of Brussels that you just didn't go into because these Islamic folks had been allowed to come up and take over neighborhoods and basically impose Sharia law, and the local police would not even go in there because it was dangerous for them. And so I mean, it was like having a mini Afghanistan in the middle of one of Europe's cities.
Flores says President Obama continues to push for immigration reform in the U.S. that Congressman compares to the standards in Europe that led to the bombings in Brussels. The police department's animal control office is looking for a white-colored small shepherd mix dog that bit a man Tuesday night around 8:15 at Shenandoah in Austin. Officers want to place the dog in rabies quarantine for the safety of the victim. Anyone with information about this is asked to call College Station Police at 979-764-3600. WTAW News time is 8 after 8. It's 46 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Rusty Skinner here with Allen Honda. And who says Easter egg hunts are just for kids? Grown-ups need to have fun, too. This month, Allen Honda is hiding Easter eggs in every new car in inventory. These special eggs will contain huge discounts that can be applied towards the purchase of a new car in our store. And don't forget our complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance on any new purchase in stock. The Easter egg hunt is on. Get to Allen Honda today for the chance to save even more on your new Honda. Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will continue to build across the state this morning, and that results in lots of sunshine today. Comfortable temperatures, too, were 70 to 75 during the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be 50 to 55. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow. Warmer, 75 to 80. Clouds head our way tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Turning partly sunny, breezy Sunday. There could be a shower. Highs on Easter, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I don't know. I think maybe two or three times in my life we colored Easter eggs, you know, boiled the eggs colored them. Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's a past thing. I don't know. Is it done much anymore?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know that my daughter's done it but once.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, did you?
Yeah, all the time, every year.
Because I only did it a couple times, too, growing up.
So, like, but then how many would you do?
Oh.
Now, just you?
Three or four.
Or did your brother do that, too?
And my parents.
Okay,
all
right.
Yeah. Or we would have, because we're the only ones in Texas, a lot of times we have friends who don't have family here either that come in for Thanksgiving and Easter and the smaller holidays like that.
Yeah.
And so we would have like competitions.
Oh, that's cool.
And whoever had the best egg and would vote on it.
And of course, you know, you could go psychedelic or you could do like the multicolor.
And there's the ones where you can like draw with the crayon and then when you dye it, it shows up.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah.
So now, Kevin, I think we have like an aficionado.
It sounds like it to me.
Well, this is kind of random, but my mom is Ukrainian, and they actually Easter egg like decorating like hardcore, really intense,
really a big
is
deal.
Part of their like culture.
Okay,
and so I think that's part of why we've always made it into a big deal.
Well, and that's kind of fun. I mean, that's you know, that's a Kool-Aid mom kind of thing.
Exactly
is the way I look at it. Is you know that's a little different. Now, here's the deal, though. How did you color the eggs? Did you go do the Pez thing, or did you do something different as far as, you know, what you would use to dye the eggs with?
I think we would just go to, you know, the grocery store and whatever little kits they had.
And apparently, though, apparently there are alternatives to ways to color your eggs.
Okay.
Blistery.com says if you want to make an orange egg, then you mix 1 cup of yellow onion skin with a teaspoon of vinegar, 3 cups of water. You boil it for 30 minutes, let it cool, strain the onion skins out, and soak the eggs, and they'll die after 30 minutes.
30 minutes is a heck of a lot of work.
I understand. Right. And well, all of these. Red, you add 2 cups of grated raw beets and a tablespoon of vinegar to 2 cups of water. You boil it for 15 minutes. After it cools, you put the eggs in there.
This is organic crap.
Yeah.
Egg dye.
These are those natural ones.
Okay. Sorry, we'll send it to our friends in Austin, and they can do that.
Yeah.
And apparently, the longer you leave it in there, the deeper it, you know, it.
Days later, when you come back for your Easter egg, it's finally the color you want.
Right. Okay. Check the egg. Put it on your to-do list. Okay. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll check the egg, see how they're doing. Nope. They need another day. Right. And then, of course, you got pots all over the kitchen then when you're doing that.
Yeah.
All right. So now what would you do with the eggs when they're done? Take pictures of them and then...
Take pictures. You could eat them if you hard-boiled them.
Oh, okay. I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
But the color would, of course, go through sometimes, and you'd have, like, you know, you could be eating, like, a purple hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
That's kind of cool.
So you could have, like, salads for a week, right, with different colored hard-boiled eggs out there. We have some neighbors who, they decorate the yard, and so they've done the Easter thing. And they have, I don't know, maybe 10... Their kiddos are long out of the house, but they do 10 or 12 eggs that are probably the size of... 1.5 bowling balls, okay? And they just set them in the garden, which is kind of cool. You drive by there. But these people also have a neat thing because they, for Halloween, they have a witch that looks like she's splatted into the bird feeder. Those are fun. But anyway. All right, so do that. And I don't know, in this day and age, I know that was it First Baptist Church is doing the
Egg drop?
The egg drop, which is really an amazing thing. I cannot imagine.
Should be sponsored by a Chinese food restaurant, I'm just saying.
How do they...
Wow.
How do they, you know, prevent the eggs from breaking?
That, you know, I don't know. You know, Kevin did the interview.
They're plastic.
Okay, all right. And they're, I guess, sealed shut.
I'm guessing they tape them together, but even then...
Like, how long does it take to get into the eggs?
Yeah.
They're so light.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they're not more than 50 feet off the ground, so they're just going to float down.
But there is candy in them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would assume, like, a piece.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Like a Tootsie Roll?
Haven't been there, so don't know.
Stickers and whistles and just stuff.
And if somebody has, because this is the second year, so if you were at last year's... I mean, call us and let us know. It would be kind of interesting because when I heard about it last year, I really thought, wow, you're going to fly a helicopter over there. That's going to scare some kids. But
And with the wind that
the beaters,
creates.
I
don't know.
All right. I know they must have it figured out, though.
Yep.
Police in San Francisco Bay Area have arrested a man. Okay. It happened in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm shocked. A man covered from head to toe in gold spray paint. Of course. Damaji Cook, age 21, rammed three cars on I-80, then led police on a chase. The pursuit came to an end when one of the wheels fell off his car. I don't know what that means. Nobody was injured. He was arrested for suspicion of drunk driving. He explained that to the police that he was painted gold because he was going to a photo shoot. Oh, well, of course, that would make perfect sense. Hello.
Well, we paint the eggs camouflage to make the kids work for it.
That's mean. Funny, but mean.
How'd you do? Nope, there's still four out there. Keep looking. There's more.
By the way, they say, I just read a thing with hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Don't use the hard-boiled eggs to hide, especially if you do it outside.
Right, because if you don't find one, it starts to smell.
It's not even that, because once you've boiled it, the protection's gone, and if, you know, a dog has been in that part of the yard.
Oh, get away.
You're not Gilmore Girl fans, but there's an episode where they hide eggs throughout the town square, and they're all hard-boiled eggs, and, like, 50 eggs are unaccounted for at the end, and the town square starts to smell. So then they have to have a town search to make sure to find all the eggs.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Could you get 50 people together to hunt for the eggs that we couldn't find? Somebody did a really good job of hiding eggs.
It was Kirk, if anyone's out there.
Of course. Now that you say that.
I know. It's always Kirk's fault.
It makes it perfect sense.
You ever seen an episode? I don't think I ever saw it.
Gilmore Girls? Yeah. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Okay, me neither.
Yeah. But I know. But it's a thing. I know that.
I know. Bill Oliver is a fan.
Yes,
he would know.
And again, well, he explained that. After the first show, after we mentioned that, I just looked at him and went, what? And he said, well, I had daughters of an age.
I know.
And that certainly makes perfect sense.
My aunt did it the right way. She hid change in all of our Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And all the cousins we'd all have our own color. And so I could only pick up blue eggs.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really smart. Okay.
But whoever found all of their eggs first got an extra $20.
What?
So it was like so it was like a race.
Well, and the other thing, so you'd have to go to her house for that, right?
Yeah, when I was in grad school up in New York, that's when the only time I ever got to participate. And of course I won, so the cousins were really glad that I didn't get to come back after that.
Now, but that's you talk about show money.
Yep,
I mean, you know, you will get we had the story about the grandpa whose kids wouldn't show up for the hamburgers. Tell them there's going to be money under every plate. The grandkids would show up for that, I'm thinking.
Certainly. You guys know our candy brother and sister over there, Frito and Katie, are going to Oklahoma on Saturday.
No!
Yes, they are doing a Candy 95 road trip to Oklahoma to go to Pawpaw's cookout.
What?
I swear. It's on social media. They have and they're carpooling with listeners from the area. So if anyone's interested, go to Candy 95's Facebook page. I'm sure they have the details. But they are road tripping to Purcell, Oklahoma on Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, to go to Pawpaw's cookout.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to have them on Monday to talk about that.
Yeah,
that's definitely.
That's right. Awesome.
818.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
City of College Station is closed today for Good Friday, so let's move on to talk about things that are going on in the arts. And Chris Dyer, the CEO of the Arts Council, joins us this morning. How are you?
Good. Good to see you back.
Yep. I'm glad to be back. You brought a guest with you this morning?
I did. We have a veteran here with us. We have Emily from the Museum of the American GI, and they have their Living History Weekend coming up. It's a really unique, big event. I've been to a few times, and I'm just always impressed with their rolling stock that they have out there, and it's just a family fun event for everyone.
It is. Emily, welcome back. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the Living History and what it's going to entail this year.
Absolutely. Well, this year is going to be bigger than ever. So we are going to have the same things we've had in the past. We are going to have living history displays with Axis and Allied camps from World War II. We're going to have weapons demonstrations, a vendor's market. We're also going to have our reenactment at 3 p.m. on Saturday. That's going to be the biggest World War II reenactment in the South. Then we're also going to add some new things this year. So we are going to have a junior GI zone, which is going to be sort of an obstacle course for kids to play around on. And that's free once you pay for entrance. Then we're also going to have some rides this year. We're going to have a ride on a high-speed tractor on an M4 Sherman tank. Then the Collings Foundation is going to bring out their Iroquois helicopter. And then there's also going to be the opportunity to shoot a howitzer cannon. Now, these are extra tickets that you buy once you enter the gates.
Now, when you shoot the cannon, you get to pull the string or whatever, or you get to be there when they fire it? How's that work?
No, you actually get to shoot it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is outstanding. So now the obstacle course, do they get to crawl through mud on their belly?
Well, we'll see what the rain brings us, but possibly.
What age groups are you looking at as far as the obstacle course is
concerned? Obstacle course is going to be up to 12 years old.
Okay. And obviously you've got some static displays that are there all the time, and that's, yes. You know, it's a great opportunity for people to come out. And, you know, if you have folks who are coming in and you want to find things for them to do, you're always there for them. For folks who aren't familiar with where the museum is, tell us about that, Emily.
So you're going to take the Texas World Speedway exit when going south on Highway 6. Now, parking is going to be at Santa's Wonderland in their Prancer lot. So that's the first lot you're going to see once you get off of the highway. And so parking is free for there, and we have a shuttle service from the parking lot to the museum. Now, if you have disability and you have a handicap tag, then we definitely have parking on site to sort of ease that.
Talk about the regular hours of the museum so they know that.
Right. So when we're not having our events, we are open Friday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and then Sunday from noon to 5 p.m.
Okay. Now, this event, though, tell me about the hours there.
So this event is going to start on Friday and on Saturday, so it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days.
Okay, and dates?
It's going to be April 1st and 2nd.
So if they want some more information on the weekend that's coming up, what do they do?
So they can go to our website at www.americangimuseum.org. They can go to our Facebook page, Museum of the American GI. They can also follow us on Twitter. Or they can call us at 979-446-6888.
Living history just around the corner. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
What else you got?
Just lots going on. You know, it's springtime here, so I always recommend go to acbv.org. We have our big boots and barbecue event on the same Saturday, so, you know, try to get in to both, but, you know, you can check that out on our website, and that's kind of our anniversary event. You know, we've been around for almost 46 years
now.
So going stronger than ever, and we really appreciate your support and the community's support of our efforts.
There you go. That's what's going on in the arts. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Good morning. It's 823, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to talk about things that are going on at Messina Hoff. And Tracy's here this morning. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Good. You know, Messina Hoff is more than wine. They have great meals out there. And y'all kind of give people an opportunity to look behind the kitchen door and find out about cooking with the chef. And you've got one of those coming up.
Yes, we do. So Messina Hoff each month hosts a cooking party where the Vintage House chef demonstrates a specific cuisine or cooking technique. And in the past, we've done things like brunch and French cuisine, and those have been really popular. And our next cooking party coming up is Sunday, April 17th, and it will be Italian cuisine.
Okay. Now, it happens, every third Sunday, I guess. And so you'll do Italian this time, but now, you have some others planned out somewhere down the road so people can plan accordingly?
We do. Coming up, we have Cajun, we have cooking on a budget, we have Caribbean cuisine and local seafood. And, yeah, like you said, these are held every third Sunday.
Yeah. Now, something else, obviously, Messina Hoff has been here for a while, so the Wine and Roses Festival is coming up, kind of as a mark your calendar thing, because it's later on in the month of April. But I was surprised when I found out that this is the 32nd anniversary of this.
32nd,
yes. Been doing this for a long time. So tell us a little bit about some of the activities that are going to be going on with the Wine and Roses Festival.
So Wine and Roses is coming up really quickly, so definitely put that in your calendars. It's going to be Saturday, April 23rd from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and this is just a festival at Messina Hof in celebration of the budding of the vines and the blooming of the roses on the estate. There is going to be live music, and this time we're going to have Parker Heights and Brandon Ryder headlining, so we're really excited about that. We're going to have wine tastings, of course, local artist competitions that you can vote on, wine and chocolate pairings, and grape stomp competitions sponsored by HEB, and also a steak dinner.
Now, these are ticketed events, right? So people need to make plans accordingly there.
Yes, you're going to need tickets to participate in all the fun here at the festival. If you want to do any of the tastings, if you want to go to the steak dinner, do the wine and chocolate pairings, you're going to need tickets for all of that.
Okay. Now, and of course, you have a regular website, which is messinahof.com/events, but for this one, they can look for what?
messinahof.com/wineandroses.
Okay, very good. And also, if they want to call, there's a phone number for them to call?
It is 979-778-9463, extension 234.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Bad loans in the U.S. oil sector are on pace to soon outnumber good ones, an indication of the pressure on energy companies and their lenders from the crash in prices. The number of energy loans labeled as classified or in danger of default is on course to extend above 50% this year at several major banks, including Wells Fargo and Comerica. In response, several major banks are reducing their exposure to the energy sector by attempting to sell off souring loans. Republic Airways, which filed for bankruptcy protection last month, says it has reached a comprehensive long-term agreement with Delta Airlines. Delta sued Republic in October in the wake of a pilot shortage that caused Republic to ground some of the flights it operated for Delta and other carriers. The new accord announced calls for the settlement of the suit and the revision of a code-sharing relationship. Stocks closed little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials added 13. The NASDAQ gained 4. The market's closed today for Good Friday. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
The Aggie run through the NCAAs came to an end last night in Anaheim, California at the Honda Center, where Oklahoma, the number 2 seed, defeated the Aggies, the number 3 seed. Final score was 77-63. A&M finished the season with 28 wins against 9 losses. In the game last night, Texas A&M led in scoring by Tyler Davis, who had 17 to go along with 8 rebounds. It was a double-double night in the game for Jalen Jones with 11 points and 10 rebounds. So that's it for the season. Meanwhile, back at home last night, the Aggie baseball team got a win over LSU, 6-1. They play them again tonight at Bluebell, first pitch at 6:30. You'll hear it over many of these same stations. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie report.
Sure would be nice to build that garden this spring, but that push tiller and wheelbarrow are taunting you from the shed. Stop breaking your back and head on over to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and take a test ride on any of their compact tractors. Speed through that dirt work and feel no pain. Pain-free on your back and your wallet. A 32-horsepower tractor will make short work of your chores and start at only $135 a month. That's a reason to head on over to Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Kim Commando here. First it was Hollywood with such movies as Terminator. Then Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and even Stephen Hawking came along, all with the same message. Artificial intelligence is dangerous. To prove that theory wrong, Microsoft created an artificial intelligence personality named Tay. Now, Tay was supposed to watch and respond to what people said to it on Twitter, mimicking tweets that would be sent by a real teenage girl. After only a few hours, Tay began spewing out vulgar, racist, hate-filled messages all over Twitter. Here's some examples. When someone tweeted, "You're just a dumb machine," Tay fired back, "I learned from the best. If you don't understand, let me spell it out for you. You're dumb too." Tay also said, "Hitler was right. I hate the Jews." And this, "Chill, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody." For good measure, Tay also threw in the F-bomb and the N-word and a few other racial slurs. Microsoft blames the whole thing on a few trolls. Not very comforting. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District supporters of all ages gathered yesterday for the official groundbreaking of the new Sol Ross Elementary School.
Bryan, Texas, home of the Ross Raccoon.
Speakers after students sang the school song included School Board President Doug Wannenberger, who thanked 3 separate citizen committees.
It's important to recognize the path to get here for several reasons. First, at each step of the way, citizens determined the recommendations to present to the board. These citizens were parents, teachers, community and business leaders, and students. Second, in approving, the board recognized the efforts to develop plans, and more importantly, the body of knowledge developed by our citizens' committees, which made their recommendations valid. Third, the importance of the citizens' contributions to governance of the district cannot be denied. This is your district.
The new building at the corner of Villa Maria and Carter Creek will replace the current campus that is 55 years old. 3 members of the Bryan City Council want to spend at least $400,000 that's not in the budget to build about a half mile of sidewalk.
Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says the sidewalk's part of a Texas Department of Transportation proposal to widen Sandy Point Road, also known as FM 1687, west from Highway 21.
They were looking at the turning movements from 21 to just past where the county property is where the length would be for the three lanes, to incorporate a center two-way turn for turning movements for the apartments and folks going to the jail and the county properties there. Once you get past that, they didn't see much need for three lanes at that point in time because the demands for the two-way turns there are kind of diminished.
Councilman Rafael Pena, who's in his third year of trying to get a sidewalk along Sandy Point from the Forest Park Apartments to 21, went to TxDOT after private property owners would not donate land. The request submitted by Pena and Mike Sutherland, which is also supported by Al Sines, was tabled until the next meeting. If approved, the city would be responsible for at least $150,000 for the engineering design, then another $250,000 as the local share of TxDOT's $1 million construction cost. The Bryan Council rejected bids on two street projects at this week's meeting because they were over budget. They were a $3 million offer for improvements around 29th and Villa Maria and $550,000 to widen shoulders on Old Reliance. The council did approve a more than $7 million contract to rebuild Old Hearn Road and Wilkes, along with adding drainage improvements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced the opening of the new Democrat Road Bridge over the Navasota River between Brazos and Madison counties. Construction began last July on the $1 million bridge, and there are still some items to be completed, but what remains does not require the road to be closed. 2 weeks ago, a College Station woman woke up at 4 in the morning to her dog barking and went downstairs to discover her purse and two laptops were taken. Police has released surveillance video of a man going into the home and taking the property. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. College Station police report shoplifting dog food and a Bluetooth speaker has become a robbery investigation. That's after a loss prevention employee at the Walmart store was punched in the face while trying to stop the shoplifter. The employee received minor injuries from the altercation Wednesday afternoon, shortly before 4. The suspect is described as a white man in his 30s. College Station Animal Control report the owner of a dog that bit a man Tuesday night left the scene without giving any information. The search continues for a white-colored, small shepherd mixed dog that was being walked on a leash by a woman in the area of Shenandoah in Austin. Animal Control wants to place the dog in rabies quarantine for the safety of the victim. Anyone with information about any of these incidents is asked to call College Station Police at 979-764-3600. The suicide explosions in Brussels can happen in the United States, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
If we don't get better at in rebuilding our national defense, rebuilding our national intelligence operations, that same thing will happen here.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores says the U.S. needs tougher immigration laws, which he says is the opposite of what President Obama wants.
The reason that Europe's having these problems is because their immigration laws are lax. And they've decided that it's okay to let everybody in without any kind of background checks, which is totally inappropriate. Well, Obama's trying to do the same thing here. And he was so unconcerned about what happened in Brussels, he continued to stay at a baseball game with Raul Castro and do the wave with him and admire Che Guevara shirt. And I just terribly disappointing and disturbing the American people how he's behaving and his policies in light of the things that are happening around the world.
Flores says when he went to Brussels last August, NATO and other officials described parts of the Belgian capital as a mini Afghanistan due to neighborhoods that were taken over by Islamic terrorists. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 46 degrees. Remember, you can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Men, during spring break and Easter, we'll be with people we want to impress. We'll impress them with our respect for them and ourselves by looking our very best. This calls for a trip to Sonny's Barbershop. Nobody knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. Get the haircut that tells others how great you are. And Sonny's does this in an environment that respects you and your family values. Bring family and friends so that these men, too, can have the competitive edge that Sonny's gives. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Good morning. It's 8:39, and our weather is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Should be a beautiful day overall. Lots of sunshine. We'll see temperatures recover to 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. Sunny for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer. Highs will reach 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds will increase tomorrow night, lows near 60. For Easter Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, maybe an afternoon shower, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, there you go. Pretty much freelance all the way till 9 o'clock. No, no donuts today.
There were donuts yesterday.
Oh, were there?
Yeah, no. They weren't from the usual place.
Okay.
And I didn't eat one.
All right, okay. Well, and I haven't, maybe that was it. He got donuts yesterday. I went by his office. The door was closed. I don't know where he was.
Yesterday or today?
Yesterday. Yeah.
What time?
Oh, I don't know. Like 9 o'clock.
I don't think he brought those donuts in.
Oh, okay. All right.
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Movie theaters this weekend: Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice.
The Battle of Orphans.
Is that it?
The Battle.
Well, they're both orphans.
That's right. Superman and Batman must set aside their differences along with Wonder Woman to stop Lex Luthor and Doomsday from destroying Metropolis. Oh, good. We get that done. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
This looks pretty funny.
Now, have you seen the original?
No.
The original's pretty funny. Original's
right.
Pretty good.
And they have everyone coming back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they
do, basically
pretty much.
The same cast.
Yeah, they got, well, Rita Wilson and John Corbett, who are certainly two of the main
right.
ones there. Tula and Ian are facing marital problems while also having to deal with yet another Greek wedding. This time bigger and fatter than ever. I don't know.
Can you say fatter?
Yeah, I think you can. It's okay. Well, if we can't, then Coach Gundy can.
Fat! So yeah, there you go.
So there's only 2 weeks of American Idol left before the show closes down for good.
Oh, no.
Fox will end the series with three nights worth of specials on Tuesday the 5th. They'll do a 90-minute retrospective.
Wrong button, sorry.
That's okay. I thought it was a theme. It'll be called American Idol, American Dream, with the original trio of judges. That's Simon and Paula and Randy sharing their memories. That ought to be awesome.
Riveting.
I am so pumped over that. The next night.
I can tell.
Yeah. It's the current finalists singing for your votes from the Dolby Theater. Then on Thursday, the big finale, Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson set to perform along with every Idol champ. Except season 11 winner Phil Phillips. He's in a legal battle with the show's producers. So.
Oh, well.
He would be persona non grata. That's exactly right. Okay, so anyway, so there's your running. You can play in your life now. Your 2 weeks of your next 2 weeks of television viewing can be planned thanks to American Idol.
Hey, I know I didn't come in until Wednesday this week, but did you guys talk about Dancing with the Stars?
No, we didn't.
No, we missed that.
Well, only because Von Miller is a contestant
right. This
year, and they showed him at the Aggie basketball game last night.
Oh, that's fun.
And he was there with his dancing partner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're right there in L.A., I'm sure, practicing and getting ready for
sure. Next
week.
In the neighborhood, so he ducked in.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
Okay, well, that's
on
good.
On Monday.
Again,
yeah.
He's...
And even if he didn't, are you going to tell him he didn't?
Well, I mean...
Again, this guy is an ardent fan of Texas A&M and
yep. Says
lots of good things.
So. Well, it's pretty funny because they meet their dance partner for the first time, I guess, wherever they want.
Uh-huh.
And so she had to go out and meet him on his chicken farm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
And so she was like, why are we here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He goes, well,
yeah.
I did my degree in poultry science.
Yeah. And
so.
he really went to class and learned stuff.
Yeah.
So there, that'll teach you.
There.
Yeah. Paul McCartney going Hollywood. Deadline.com says, even though Disney's next Pirates of the Caribbean film, Dead Men Tell No Tales, was wrapped, one more big set piece will be added to the film starring Sir Paul. No word on who he'll be playing, but an entire new scene has been written just for him. So that'll mean two icons in the series from the world of British rock.
Yep.
Because obviously Keith Richards played Captain Jack Sparrow's dad in this on Stranger Tides. So there you are. Now, who doesn't? Well, there are people who collect all sorts of Beatles stuff, right?
Right.
Beatles this, Beatles that. Jackie Holmes has a very specific Beatle desire. She collects Beatle-related houses. Yeah.
Well, if you got to collect something, why not?
She picked up the two-up and two-down white and pink house in Dingle neighborhood where Ringo Starr lived when he got married until 1963. She paid a little less than $100,000 for that, which is well above the auctioneer's estimated $77,000. Jackie also owns the house where John Lennon's mother lived and George Harrison's childhood home. Says that she'll rent out Ringo's place for true Beatles fans.
Huh.
So like a B&B?
I guess. I mean,
hey, Ringo.
Again, yeah. Well, and you can't complain. I mean, for some, you know, ratty old house, look, they live there. So there. Variety says that the unscripted series on Apple TV, Apple TV is going to do a series. The unscripted series will be about the making of apps and plugging Apple's App Store. Apple is also developing a scripted series for Dr. Dre, the co-founder of Beats, which Apple picked up last year for $3 billion. Why would he be doing that? He doesn't need the work, does he?
Apple's asked him to because it makes him more money.
Guess so. Earl Hamner, this is the guy who created the Waltons, has passed away. He's 92 when he passed away last week. And Criminal Minds, this last Wednesday, featured Shemar Moore's final show. Pretty nice ratings, 10.7 million viewers.
It's a pretty disturbing show.
It is.
It's pretty dark.
Again, used to watch it, but
yep.
Stopped.
Yep.
Just stopped. Couldn't do it anymore. Mandy Patinkin, in fact, quit the series because of that.
Really?
Really? Yep.
He said, you know, I read the scripts and I liked it, and when I saw where it was going, I quit the show.
Wow.
And he went over to Homeland. And,
oh, okay.
Which is pretty good.
That's a pretty good show.
It is. I enjoy that show. I haven't watched it in a while, but have I mentioned Raising Hope? Do y'all have y'all watched
it? Yes. You talked about that the other day.
I know.
Not to be confused with Baskets.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
Okay. Just saying. It's not a bad show. I got tickets to the baseball game on Saturday. I've given away Friday earlier. Saturday tickets. Now, here's the deal. You need to come by, but the office is closed.
So we're going to throw them off the balcony to you in a coffee cup.
Now, just come by, and we'll make arrangements for that. But if you'd like to have tickets to the baseball game, then we can have them here for you, and we will have people on site who can get the tickets to you. Hi there.
Have you noticed that Dancing with the Stars has kind of become this generation's Battle of the Network Stars and Circus of the Stars?
Kinda.
Yeah. Is it better or worse? I mean, do you watch it?
I don't watch any of them.
Okay, all right. Yeah, thanks. The Circus to the Stars was an interesting concept because you're asking those people to kind of get outside themselves. I mean, and actually train to do something like, I don't know, trapezing or whatever.
Right.
You know, dancing is something anybody can do whether they choose to do it or not. Doing the trapeze thing, I'm not so sure.
Right.
But, you know, nonetheless, it's... Hello? Well, you got to wait. So... Who was the host of Circus of the Stars? Do we know?
I don't remember that show.
Well, yeah, I think you're
probably
too
not
young.
Old enough.
Oh, okay.
I think you're too young to know that.
The Battle of the Network Stars was Howard Cosell.
Was it?
Yeah. Circus of the Stars, I don't remember.
What was battle? Did they fight?
It was obstacle course and bicycle racing and kayak racing.
Oh,
in a swimming pool. And one of them, God, what was it? It was Simon Says.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
The only reason I know that off the top of my head is I was flipping around the other day and CBS was doing reruns of it.
Circus of the Stars, an annual television special broadcast by CBS in the United States in which celebrities performed circus-type acts. There were 19 shows in total, the first one being broadcast in 1977, the last in 1994. Among the man, they had a ton of celebrities who did this. I mean, a bunch of them. And... but I don't know who the host was. They had, everybody from Harry Anderson, if you remember him from Night Court, all the way down to Michael York, who has a birthday this weekend.
So,
there you are. All right. You want some baseball tickets?
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
Randy Ailey.
What do you do, Randy?
I'm a preacher.
Good for you. Where do you preach?
Bethany Baptist Church.
You got a morning service on Sunday early, or what? How you do that?
We're not doing a sunrise, but at 11, we'll have a fantastic worship service.
There you go. Well, Randy, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. The office is closed, but just knock on the double doors, and we'll have tickets for you, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. There you go. All right, we're done with tickets. Got that done.
Okay.
Pat Morita was on that show. Angela Lansbury was on that show.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right. Anyway, circus. I wouldn't have thought of that for $1 million. I never saw that show, but there you go.
Yep.
So, it's easy and cheap to book a hotel through one of those online sites like Expedia.com or Priceline. But a lot of hotels would prefer you call them directly, and they often have incentives if you do that. Generally, because hotels typically have to pay Priceline and Expedia 30% commission. So they would much rather you call them directly, book your room, and they kind of bypass the middleman. Los Angeles Times recently found several hotels offering food and beverage credit to use the hotel's eateries, free Wi-Fi, gift cards from places like Starbucks, and a room upgrade for booking directly with them. And it's worth it to call. Then you can do the math and you can figure out, you know, which is a better deal. Now, it's gotten difficult to be able to do that. More and more of them take you to their central call center. And if they do that, then it's not any better.
Right.
But, I mean, if you can actually get, you know, Gladys, who sits behind the desk at the, you know, Holiday Inn in Sarasota, then you maybe get a better price than if you go through Priceline.
Yeah, it's more so much more about the convenience now.
I think that's probably right.
You know, people definitely look at deals and money, but you know, if it's going to be hard,
If I have to make an extra phone
jump through
call,
hoops.
Yeah, I got to talk to somebody. I actually have to talk to a human being. How in the world could I do that? That wouldn't be any fun.
I don't mind talking to the extra human being. It's talking to the extra answering robot or the extra hold time to be transferred to the extra human robot being.
If you think about that now, and you're right, you mentioned hold time. Now that we have a clock on our phone, no matter what it is, the phone we have at home or if you have a phone at home, and certainly your cell phone, you can tell how long you've been on hold and how long it is between their, your call is important to us. Please stand by.
Right.
And then,
at which point you're going, no, it's not. Are you to talk to me already?
Will you take a short survey when this call is over?
Definitely not.
For English, press 1.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Boy, you talk about being at the right place at the right time. The new Texas A&M athletics director has found himself enjoying a load of winning in just his first 6 weeks on the job. Yeah, first-year A&M president Michael Young made a quick hire of Scott Woodward back in January because he knew Scott Woodward well. He was President Young's AD at Washington, and Scott Woodward has SEC roots, an alum and former associate AD at LSU. So far, Scott Woodward has enjoyed some great athletic success from the program he now leads. Think about it, two basketball teams in the NCAA tournament, with the men's team advancing to the Sweet 16, and the talk of the college basketball world last weekend with that miracle comeback over Northern Iowa. A baseball team ranked in the top five, a softball team on fire, track and field, national power still. I suggested to him that, wow, he must be a pretty good AD.
I'd rather be lucky than good. You know that every time. Timing and luck's everything in life.
You talked to Scott Woodward, and it sounds like it was kind of a no-brainer that he would make this decision and bring his family back to where they have family.
You can tell by my accent the personal part of this is that, you know, I'm closer to my parents who are getting up in age and siblings, and this is where I'm familiar, and I'm very comfortable here, and I'm honored and blessed that I've had this opportunity.
Now, I spoke to Scott Woodward on Monday before the Aggies women's basketball team took on Florida State in the second
second round of the NCAA tournament. Yeah, before the loss that ended the Aggie season. But then, as he would say now, certainly, kudos to women's athletics at A&M and Coach Gary Blair.
Obviously a very, very elite program, thanks to Coach Blair. He's raised it to a very high level, and obviously with the culmination in a national championship. And here we are, in the second round of the tournament, and it's really a testament to what he's done and what he's brought to this to this Aggies women's program, my hat's off to him, and I've admired him from afar, because probably a lot of people don't know this, but insiders do, that a protege of his was my coach at the University of Washington, Mike Neighbors, and he's currently in the tournament, and so it's one of those things that's nice to see.
Yeah, a couple of Gary Blair's former assistants have their teams in the women's Sweet 16. Neighbors at Washington, Vic Schaefer at Mississippi State. Now, full disclosure here, I recorded this before last night's Sweet 16 game between A&M and Oklahoma in the men's tournament. But regardless of that outcome, it's a little bit mind-blowing to hear people talk about A&M on the national basketball stage. People that have been around a while know that that's just thrilling. And under a great coach and a great person, Billy Kennedy, well, his new 5-year contract shows that he's got a lot of support.
That was part of my calling here, and what President Young asked me to do is that, hey, he said, Scott, I want to be great in everything we do here. And we talked about it. There was a great quote by a colleague of his that says, hey, we want to be great in physics and football. And I told him we want to be great across the board what we do here. But as we well know, and I've made it clear, is that there's an importance to our revenue-generating sports. And football is important, and it is king. But basketball has a very important role to play here, not only for the good of the program, but for the revenue side, because it's a lot. It's a good piece of our revenue, not as much as football, obviously, but it's very important.
And welcome to Aggieland, Scott and Nanette Woodward. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Cherry Rufino from Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for Senior Living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. DVD sales and rentals from last week. You can be like everybody else. DVD sales, number three was the Peanuts movie. Have you seen the Peanuts movie?
I no. have not.
Yeah? Okay.
I've heard it was just okay.
Yeah. Number two is Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. Number one is Game of Thrones, the complete fifth season. Well, I mean, I don't know how many episodes that is, but those movies are only like an hour and a half. We're talking soap opera with swords. We're talking that's some pretty serious time, right? 13, 14 hours?
Yeah.
As far as rentals are concerned.
Yep.
Number four is The Night Before. Number three is Black Mass. Number two is Spectre. Number one is The Big Short, which looks interesting. That's
about
the stock market crash thing. Exercise may slow down the brain's aging by 10 years. CBS News says this new study found that 90% of the volunteers who got little to no exercise experienced a cognitive decline equal to 10 years of aging when compared to people who got moderate or intense amounts of exercise. But they keep changing the amount of exercise we need. You know, it depends on what study it is. Some people say, you know, you make a fist three times and that's enough exercise. The others say you need to run a marathon. Or maybe somewhere in between would be okay, too. Moms and dads, a single serving of fruit drink can contain an entire day's sugar allotment for your child.
Yep.
Now, think about that. I mean, you know, you think that's good and all that kind of stuff. And a large flying saucer has been stolen from the UFO Museum in Roswell, New Mexico. But it's been found.
Oh, well, good.
Security video showed the fiberglass and metal ship being hauled off by thieves in the back of a pickup truck last Saturday morning. For several days, its whereabouts were unknown, but the saucer was...